Charmaine Broughton, celebrity chef extraordinaire, author of Delicious and Doable, is on the phone. And of course, this is a big weekend, Char, for cooking. It is. It's like Chef Super Bowl.
It is. It's Thanksgiving weekend eve, which I'm only guessing a lot of the listeners will be in the kitchen prepping and wondering what to recreate for the big feast.
And, you know, there's a lot of traditional dishes out there, Char.
There is.
And which way are we going today? Are you going with the traditional, or are you going to take us down a winding road?
A little bit of both. How's that?
I love that. That's where I kind of figured you'd be going.
Perfect. Let's start with my pumpkin muffins with coconut crunch topping. So what I love about this recipe is, you know, in true Char fashion, it uses nothing but pantry staple items. And it's just a great, you know, recipe to recreate if you're having a house full of guests. Maybe they're staying over and you want to feed them something in the morning with a cup of coffee. These pumpkin muffins are fabulous. So the muffin recipe is up on my website. I'm not going to bore the listeners with each individual ingredient, but all things that I guarantee people will already have in their pantry. But what really makes these muffins, Kev, is the coconut crunch topping. You will wow your guests and or your family with this topping. So what you need for the topping is some large flake toasted coconut, some all-purpose flour and brown sugar, some pumpkin seeds, some softened butter, and some ground cinnamon and ginger, and a pinch of salt. And you're just going to mix it all together with your fingers. And when you put the batter into the muffin tins, you're going to evenly sprinkle this crunch topping on top of the muffins, bake them off. When they come out of the oven, they look as if you have bought them at a fancy bakery. Your house is going to smell amazing because of all the pumpkin spice and the coconut. And I guarantee you will wow anyone who is staying over or you feed these muffins to.
Well, those do sound 100%. They sound amazing.
And they taste even better.
I could only imagine. This. If they sound as good as they taste, Char, we're in for a real treat here.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, so the next recipe is my roasted squash and kale salad. So this is a little bit more traditional. So for this recipe, we're going to take some acorn squash, and actually pinned to the top of my Instagram, I have a safe way how to cut squash, especially acorn squash, because they're round and a little bit uneven, and I don't want anybody losing their fingers this Thanksgiving weekend preparing squash. So the listeners can check out that video that's pinned to the top of my Instagram. So for this recipe, we're going to take some acorn squash, we're going to dice it up, and then we're going to add some vegetable oil, some dried sage, which you likely already have anyhow if you're making some stuffing, and then some cinnamon and paprika, some cardamom. And you're going to toss it all together, place it on a baking sheet, roast it off for about 30 minutes, just tossing once or twice. Bring it out of the oven, let the squash cool, and then you are going to toss it with some baby kale, some mixed nuts, some dried cherries, a little bit of salt and pepper. But the dressing for this is a marmalade dressing, and the marmalade and the roasted squash just complement each other so well. So for the dressing, you're going to need some prepared marmalade, a little bit of orange juice, a little bit of balsamic vinegar, some minced fresh ginger, and some orange zest, and some garlic. So toss that dressing with the roasted squash and kale and the nuts and the dried fruit. And Kev, this salad is an absolute showstopper. Again, all the recipes are up on my website with a picture of the salad. And I guarantee your guests will just be blown away by the festive flavors and using all those, you know, traditional ingredients for Thanksgiving, but in a fun way.
Also, your recipes and a link to your website will be shared in the on-air section of mystratfordnow.com.
Do we have time for one more?
Char, I will make time for you.
Wonderful. This is my pumpkin rum cheesecake. Move over pumpkin pie and move in pumpkin rum cheesecake. So the neat thing with this recipe is instead of like a classic graham cracker crust, which most cheesecake recipes are made with, I'm taking ginger snap cookies. You buzz those up in your food processor with a little bit of butter, and then you pat that into the bottom of your springform pan. and then into your food processor. And the food processor is key here for the listeners. If you want a really smooth cheesecake, I really encourage everyone to put all of the ingredients into their food processor and buzz it up that way, and you're guaranteed a silky smooth cheesecake. So we've got some cream cheese, some sour cream, some sweetened condensed milk, some vanilla, pure pumpkin puree, some pumpkin spice, and of course that rum, and some cinnamon and some ginger. Buzz it all up in your food processor, pour it on top of the ginger snap cookie crust in your springform pan, bake it off for about 30 minutes. And another little tip to avoid cracking in your cheesecake is once your 30 minutes is up and your cheesecake is baked, turn the oven off and let your cheesecake cool in the oven with the door open for about half an hour. And that will avoid any cracks in the top of your cheesecake. But another little tip, if you do get a crack in your cheesecake, even if you don't, you're going to make a whipped, you're going to take some 35% whipped cream with some maple syrup, add in a little dollop of pumpkin spice, whip it all up, and then you can dab that on top of your cheesecake to not only for extra flavor, but to cover up if there is any cracks in your cheesecake.
Again, sounds amazing, Char.
Kev, I think I've covered it all, from muffins to squash salad to cracks in a cheesecake. I think I've got everybody covered for Thanksgiving.
We've got all the recipes you can need, Char, and if people are interested in your book where they can find more of your lovely recipes, where can they find it?
Yeah, so the rest, my cookbook is available up on Amazon, but it's also available at at Fanfare Books in Stratford on 92 Ontario Street. So I encourage the folks to get out and support the small businesses of Stratford, and support your local bookstore, Fanfare Books.
Also, direct link to Char's website, mystratfordnow.com. Char, thank you so much.
My pleasure, my friend. Did I talk too much?
No.